Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Pastor Mai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Thursday, 18th of March, 2021 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news from the Isle of Man. And background to the news, sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. 28 new cases of COVID-19, that's 866 active cases, 23 in nobles, 4 in ICU. Tonight, well, first there's a briefing, then there isn't. Today's briefing is now tomorrow's briefing. Local authority elections are delayed again. Two prison officers have tested positive. Now, extra measures at Jervey. Have you reported a pothole lately? All the numbers on this show.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the update news headlines. First to my Tessa Hawley.
First to my 28 cases of COVID-19 have been detected on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. It brings the total number of active cases to 866. 23 people who have the virus are in Nobles Hospital. 4 are in intensive care. Police are appealing for help in locating a person who they say should not be out in public. Officers are trying to find Christopher Christian. He's the subject of a direction order as a returning resident and as such should not be in the community. A bill to delay this year's local authority elections was successfully accelerated through the House of Keys today. Concerns over the impact of the coronavirus pandemic prompted the Infrastructure Minister to seek a postponement. Members unanimously backed the legislation after it went through all three readings and the Legislative Council in one day. Further afield, the European Medicines Agency has concluded that the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine is safe and effective. It's been conducting a review after multiple countries paused their rollouts because of fears over blood clots. Government ministers are being urged to investigate claims that hundreds of care home residents have had do not resuscitate orders allocated to them without consent. The Care Quality Commission has found more than 500 have been issued during the pandemic. And Johnny Depp's lawyers say Amber Heard told a manipulative lie about donating her £5.5 million divorce settlement to charity. The actor is trying to overturn last year's libel case, ruling that he assaulted his ex-wife. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you. Tessa, from the Ronald's Way Met Office, some strong winds out in the North Irish Sea diminishing as time goes on. The Ben Machree just entered Douglas Inner Harbour and there is fog on the mountain tonight. Dry and cloudy with some hill fog, light to moderate north-northwest wind becoming fresh to strong down to 7 through the night. For Friday, tomorrow, Jehenia. Dry, partially cloudy with sunny intervals, a light to moderate north-northeasterly. Highest temperature 11 degrees, dry and cloudy after dark on Friday into Saturday. Overnight minimum is 6 and 4. Jasan, first day of spring, dry and cloudy with a light northwest wind on Saturday up to 11 degrees. Sunset in a little under an hour's time at 28 minutes past 6. Low water 26 minutes to 9 tonight. The overnight high tide 29 minutes to 3 a.m. Sunrise 24 minutes past 6 tomorrow and low water 3 minutes to 9 a.m.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. It's easy and cheap to repair broken greenhouse glass at Manx Glass and Glazing. For greenhouse glass cut to size, call 674573.
So, no media briefing today, but we do have the numbers. 28 new cases of COVID-19 identified on the Isle of Man in the last 24 hours. That's 866 active cases, 23 people being treated at Nobles and 4 in ICU. A breakdown of the details with Alex Watton.
Of the latest 28 new cases, 13 of them are from known links, but 4 are considered from an unknown source, while 11 are pending investigation. There are 23 people in hospital, meaning there's been a rise of one since the update yesterday, with four people now in the intensive care unit. There are currently 3,113 people in self-isolation. Meanwhile, looking at the vaccination programme, more than 37,000 doses have now been administered. 25,600 are first doses, with the remaining 11,880 the second jab. 3,806 vaccinations are booked in at hubs over the next 7 days.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Just to quickly reiterate, police are appealing for locating Christopher Christian. Christopher Christian, Dissy Christian, is the subject of a direction order as a returning resident, should not be out in the community. Police say if anyone knowingly provides him with accommodation, they may be committing offences. If you want to report any sightings, call 631212 of Christopher Dissy Christian. Extra coronavirus measures have been brought in at the Isle of Man prison after two officers tested positive for COVID-19. The details from Tessa Hawley.
The two officers are now isolating and contact tracing is underway to identify any other prison staff who may be classed as close contacts. The prison has gone back to a predetermined black regime, which means for the time being, offenders will spend more time in their cells. All wings are operating as separate bubbles and only essential visits are allowed. The prison has featured prominently throughout this pandemic. Former prison governor Bob McComb appeared at a media briefing in April last year and said the facility had been reconfigured to contain an isolation wing to house those who had the virus. All new prisoners therefore spent a period of being isolated as standard in the isolation wing in single cells. At that time, anonymous employees from the prison contacted Manx Radio expressing serious concerns about a lack of PPE. Mr. McComb, speaking at the time, said those concerns had been addressed.
We're fine for PPE. We've been on it from day one. I don't think everyone was aware of what we had. We also have nursing staff who trained our staff in the use of PPE. So I'm totally satisfied that both prison, probation, and we trained some Noonan staff, the escorts too, have the right equipment. Initially, we were running around like everybody else.
People who breached coronavirus restrictions were sentenced to a number of weeks in prison, with two cases attracting international attention. The case of the Doncaster welders and that of Dale McLaughlin, who travelled by jet ski from Scotland to see his girlfriend, grabbed many headlines. Advocate Ian Kermode represented a number of clients who claimed a breach of human rights in the isolation wing. This was rejected by Home Affairs, who stated that any action was taken to protect staff, prisoners and their families.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
22 minutes before 6, the Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:05. She's just reversing onto the Lynx Ben as I speak. We'll be discharging, reloading and heading off at 7:45 this evening, arriving at Heysham around 11:30, and the overnight departure 2:15, back in Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. And due to the closure of our border, the steam packets Fastcraft season has been delayed. HSC Mananan won't be recommencing services on Thursday 25th of March. She'll be providing cover for the Ben McCree's period of overhaul, which is from mid-April, and the Arrow will provide the freight service during that time.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Vehicles have been deep cleaned and staff are self-isolating after a refuse collector tested positive for COVID-19 in Ramsey. All three members of the working bubble concerned have been contact traced while further tests are carried out. Waste disposal services in Ramsey continue as normal. Commissioner's Chairman Andy Cowie says householders can play a key part in reducing the risk of the virus to essential workers.
Clearly, we're very concerned for members of staff involved, and our immediate concern is ensuring that this one particular incident is contained. But the mechanisms and processes that we put in place to deal with such a potential incident do seem to be working. We've isolated the refuse crews into small sort of working bubbles so they don't interact with the rest of the team. Got quite specific handover mechanisms and the like to restrict the spread of any such incident. given the way the scene seems to be spreading at the moment, it was very likely that we would suffer some sort of a problem at some stage. And unfortunately, we have. But as I say, the mechanisms we've got in place are as good as they can be, I think, for containing it and making sure that the rest of our staff and our ratepayers are kept safe, as safe as possible.
Are you able to give us any more information that may have been made available to you as commissioners, such as was the virus likely to have been contracted whilst at work?
No, we don't know the source of the transmission, I'm afraid, Chris. There's a number of possible avenues. As you know yourself, there's a lot of transmission going through around within the community from various sources. One of those possible avenues could be contamination from domestic bins, and we have asked, although self-isolating, to double bag any waste and leave it for 3 days before putting in the bin. And also we've asked if people are able to, if they can disinfect the bin handles, just to eliminate that as a potential cause of transmission.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions.
Good evening, it's 19 minutes before 6. The European Commission has proposed a digital green certificate, COVID-19 travel pass, to restart travel across member states. The certificate will act as a proof of vaccination, negative tests or recovery from the virus, and will be free of charge. A growing number of airlines, organisations and European governments are preparing for an expected summer travel surge by trying out travel credentials in order to help passengers navigate differing international requirements. BA and Ryanair are offering to store vaccination information to make travel experiences more efficient. The global electronics industry is on the back foot as a worldwide semiconductor chip shortage is taking its toll. Samsung reports that its business in the next quarter could be affected. The surging demand for devices amid the pandemic has led to severe shortage of memory chips worldwide, hitting auto companies first, but possibly spreading to more sectors. Chipmakers like TSMC and Samsung themselves, one of the world's biggest makers of chips, are struggling to keep up. Analysts are speculating that Samsung may have held off the launch of its new Note later this year because of the shortage.
Manx Radio Business Briefing with Western Union Business Solutions. Make more empowered decisions about your international payments. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed mostly higher as the European Medicines Agency greenlit AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine. Spiking US bond yields boosted the dollar. Oil sank on a stronger dollar. Gold prices dropped on a surge of US bond yields. And in corporate news, Informa was the standout gainer, with traders pointing to news that Informa Markets World of Concrete will be the first large show to return to Las Vegas in June. Ocado was under the cosh, even as online supermarket says it expects positive revenue growth in the second quarter. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall at 5 o'clock in London. The close up 0.25%, 6,779. The DAX in Frankfurt closed 1.25% up at 14,775. In New York City at 5 o'clock, still going on, of course, but the Dow Jones Industrial up 0.4% at 33,144. The tech stocks index, the NASDAQ, down almost 1.5% at 13,329. And currently in Chicago, Ramsey Crookall report, the S&P 500 down 0.5% at 3,954. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1, $0.393, €1, €0.168, and 20 South African rand, 60.8 cents. Finally, in commodities, gold down 0.8% at $1,731 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil down just over 5% at $64.28.
With the volatility of global stock markets and the uncertainty of the new normal, you'd be forgiven for thinking now is not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer opportunities to take advantage of lower prices and to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment in the future. Ramsey Crookall, investment specialists and members of the London Stock Exchange. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority. Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
It's a quarter to six Thursday evening, live from the Isle of Man. You may have heard this story earlier on today, rolled your eyes, laughed or thrown your porridge at the wall. The UK Home Secretary is reportedly considering establishing a processing centre for asylum seekers on the Isle of Man. It's thought the proposals, considering various locations outside the UK, are part of a major shake-up of their immigration system. But it comes as somewhat of a surprise to people on the Isle of Man, as Alex Watton explains.
It was reported early this morning that Priti Patel was looking at Gibraltar and the Isle of Man for such plans, to the surprise of many, including our top politicians. So where's this come from? BBC political correspondent Jonathan Blake explains.
Next week, a policy paper is expected to set out plans to send people who are attempting to claim asylum in the UK abroad to have their claims processed. Along with unspecified foreign countries, Gibraltar and the Isle of Man are reportedly among the possible locations. Similar policies have been suggested before. Last autumn, it emerged the government had considered processing asylum seekers on Ascension Island, a remote UK territory in the Atlantic Ocean. Ministers have pledged to stop migrants travelling across the English Channel in small boats and pursue those who facilitate the journeys.
However, since the announcement, a number of people have come forward to say the island is not in contention for such a scheme. When similar plans were reported last October, the Manx government said it hadn't heard of the plans and assured the UK would not be able to open a processing centre on the island without consent. And those comments were reinforced again this morning. Since then, South Douglas MHK Claire Christian has taken to social media to confirm government has no official request from the UK government regarding asylum seekers coming to the Isle of Man, also confirmed by the Chief Minister. She added, should anyone want this to happen, it would need a Tynwald debate.
Manx Radio Sport.
Mastermind, Tim Glover.
Manx National Heritage is paying tribute to Formula One commentator Murray Walker OBE. The organisation says it was saddened to hear of his passing at 97 years old last weekend. The release refers to the Isle of Man as having a special place in Murray's heart. He visited the island as a small boy many times with his father Graham, who won the 1931 lightweight TT, before going on to be a commentator at the event for the BBC. The pair also shared the microphone on several occasions. Despite being regarded as an F1 commentating legend, Murray always stated the TT was his first love, and he returned many times as a fan, trying his best to keep a low profile. MNH director Edmund Southworth recalls a special visit to the Manx Museum to see the Honda The Golden Age exhibition. Before long, he says, he was besieged by fans and autograph hunters, so we reopened the museum that evening to allow him a private view. Enjoy the exhibits without interruption. He was particularly taken by a Honda ridden by Mike Hailwood in a TT race that he had commentated on. Further afield, and it's Europa League action later this evening and tonight. Arsenal are underway at 5-6 against Olympiacos. They hold a 3-1 advantage on aggregate. Tottenham go to Dinamo Zagreb leading 2-0. Manchester United play away at AC Milan with the game tied at 1-1. And it's 1-1 on aggregate in the game between Rangers and Slavia Prague.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre. Open as normal during this circuit break.
The 5 o'clock Logan Air patient transfer plane to Liverpool went just 3 minutes late. Back this evening at 6:50. On the road, Switzerland Road in Douglas is closed to vehicles between the junction of Queen's Prom and Douglas Promenade there for refurb work. Look out also, Quarterbridge Road in Douglas, those nighttime closures, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. from Peel Road to Tramode Road. They're resurfacing the road and the pavement as well. Ellerslie Gardens in Castletown is closed to vehicles between the junctions with School Hill Avenue and the Crofts for drainage work. On the mountain road tonight, the Matrix signs showing fog on the mountain. The hill fog is gradually descending across the island at the moment. Glen Elphin Road in Ramsey's got a parking suspension for construction work. Also in Ramsey at South Prom, footways on both sides of the promenade. are closed, and there's a parking suspension because of the refurb and rebuilding of the RNLI lifeboat station. All the information, by the way, of all the travel on the Isle of Man is at manxradio.com. Click on news, click on travel, it's all there. And also on our community page, spot 18 webcams right round the Isle of Man to have a snapshot of what's happening on our island.
Quayside Tyres use X-Mist to sanitise all vehicles and is available for your home or workplace. For tyre requirements, we can come to your drive or workplace with no call out charge during the circuit break or arrange collection and return. Call 66 4417.
Good evening, it's 10 to 6. A bill to delay this year's local authority elections was successfully accelerated through the House of Keys today. Concerns over the impact of the coronavirus pandemic prompted the Infrastructure Minister, Tim Baker, to seek a postponement. Members unanimously backed the legislation after it went through all three readings and LegCo in one day. Our local democracy reporter, Chris Cave, monitored the situation.
The Department of Infrastructure requires this bill to become law as a matter of urgency and receive royal assent no later than 20th of April 2021 to achieve this cancellation.
Just after a week after Tynwald members agreed the local authority election simply couldn't go ahead in the current climate, Tim Baker was back before his peers asking them to pass new legislation on the matter today. Having already been delayed once, they were due to take place in 5 weeks' time, but a second circuit breaker lockdown has put paid to that. A number of options were discussed in the chamber last week, such as pushing the elections back to coincide with the House of Keys ballot scheduled for September, or perhaps even later. There was an effort to stand LegCo down while members had more time to scrutinise the bill. Douglas Central MHK Chris Thomas claiming the proposed new date of the 22nd of July would affect those who may have been considering standing for central government later on in the year. The former Policy and Reform Minister cited the lack of candidates at the 2016 ballot, which took place just 5 months before a Keys election, in contrast to 2012, when the authority elections were after the Keys and attracted the most candidates. This, however, was rejected by Mr. Baker, who said Mr. Thomas was in danger of becoming a wrecking ball with really profound implications when action needed to be taken.
I do recognise that this legislation has been put together at pace because, whilst we don't currently have an emergency proclamation in place, we are in effectively an emergency with the pandemic situation.
The bill's now gone through all three readings and before LegCo. It's now awaiting royal assent before the legislation becomes officially active.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
It seems every vehicle driver on the Isle of Man has a story about a pothole. Some even have their own favourite potholes, whether it's on a drive to the shops, outside your home, or delivering across the Isle of Man. So many people complain to Manx Radio about potholes, we put in a Freedom of Information request. We sent it into the government. We have the results. The extent of the problem over the winter months and the state of Manx roads. Tim Glover read the whole thing.
We asked for a monthly breakdown of the number of potholes reported for each month since the beginning of November to the end of February to the Department of Infrastructure Report a Problem page on their website. The figure, 1,102. We also asked how many were repaired within the same month. That's at 779. What isn't clear, though, is if this was a full repair or patching. Much comment has been made about the temporary fixes, which last for a short time before the problem reappears. Unsurprisingly, the number generally increases the further we go through winter. That's with the exception, though, of January, when there were less people on the roads due to the COVID-19 circuit breaker lockdown. 235 potholes were reported, with 220 repaired in November. The following month saw a further 244 notified in December, with 180 of those dealt with. During the January lockdown, the figure was lower at 196, with 156 being actioned. Well, with the effects of the winter weather really taking its toll on road surfaces around the island and increased publicity about the pothole issue and the report of problem page, February saw the number peak. 427 potholes were reported in the month, with 223 repairs being carried out. The average is then 195 potholes have been repaired for each month from an average of 275 reported. It means a number of additional problems have been escalated and require bigger repairs, with 130 reported in the period not repaired or still outstanding. Previously, it's been made clear main roads take priority over estates and smaller country routes.
And just a quick reminder, police are appealing for the location of Christopher Christian. Christopher Dissy Christian is the subject of a direction order as a returning resident, should not be out in the community. Apparently, he's out and about in the community. If you know any more, then please call 631212. They say, the police say, anyone knowingly providing Christopher Christian with accommodation may be committing an offence. That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Tessa Hawley, producer Alex Watton. Remember, if you're listening to this update as a podcast, anywhere in the world, any time of day or night, thank you for making Update the Isle of Man's most subscribed to news podcast. And remember, all the stories you've heard on this update and many, many more are available at manxradio.com and also via the free Manx Radio app. Stick around. Chris Kinley is on the way on Manx Radio with the greatest hits on earth and a COVID-19 update at 7 o'clock. In the meantime, have a very good Thursday evening and I'll catch you Friday evening at 5:30.